You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clark, and we're about to dive into quite an important conversation. He's just not man enough, the social expectation of masculinity. This was written by Nontombi Velelo, a PhD candidate and lecturer in the Department of Sociology at the University of the Free State. And coming off of the back of International Men's Day, which was the 19th of November, which is there to commemorate the positive contribution of men to their world, families and communities, a day that aims to create awareness around the well-being of men, as well as a day to celebrate and recognize and acknowledge male pain. Not celebrate male pain, but celebrate men and recognize and acknowledge their pain. Nontombi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rilebukile, for having me. And I would like to also greet your listeners.
So let's jump into the part of what actually inspired you to write this article, because already when some people will be of the view that you're speaking about masculinity, which is to do with men, why is a woman feeling that she must be the one to be writing and speaking about this?
I get that all the time. Firstly, I must say that was just inspired by the International Men's Day, just commemorating the International Men's Day. I think we sometimes get so consumed in the negatives that comes with masculinity that we don't recognize individual men who are actually working hard to come up with change in their environment. So that is what inspired me to come up with the piece.
And I do think, especially the time that we are living in, the era of the hashtag men are trash, it makes it difficult to delve into some of the issues that you are pointing out when it comes to discussions around men and masculinity.
Definitely. That has always been the challenge that we are faced with, because we need to understand that we have a toxic patriarchal notions of masculinity, then we have men. Patriarchal notions or patriarchal system is a system on its own, then we have men. And I must say, being a daughter of a man who's got only girl children, I must say my father has been that almost like a feminist type of guy that empowers his girls to go and reach more. So, yeah.
So how then would you describe what masculinity is? Because so many of us understand what toxic masculinity is, but we might be struggling to understand what masculinity is.
I think one thing that we need to acknowledge is we do not have a singular masculinity. There are masculinities, and different masculinities do exist within the hierarchy of masculinities. I mean, we have men who are, like I said, pro-woman empowerment. We have men who are anti-woman empowerment. We have men who have resources, financial resources and power. We have men who do not have financial resources and power. So we need to understand that also not every man derives the same amount of privilege from the patriarchal system.
And what are those societal pressures, the very big ones that you would identify that have brought us to the place where we are when it comes to the conversations around men and patriarchal masculinity, toxic masculinity, and all of those things?
I believe the first one has to do with the issue of being financially stable, particularly in the South African context, whereby we have an issue of unemployment. It is not only about how we judge men, but also how men judge themselves. A man without financial stability is considered less of a man. A man is not expected to be emotional or show any form of emotions because it's not man enough. And those are the things that when you look at the current space that we're in of talking about issues around emotional and mental health. That is quite damaging to some of those guys. And also, just the relationship of men and alcohol, you know, you are not man enough if you are not maybe consuming or abusing alcohol. So those are certain expectations that we have as a society that I would say they are quite damaging towards individual men.
And I mean, you look at the World Health Organization 2021 found that South African men are more than four times more likely to commit suicide than women. And of more than 6,000 cases of suicide, 5,138 were men. And I think this speaks to what you were saying about society has not really created a space where men are able to express themselves freely.
Yes, particularly when it comes to expressing one's emotions. I mean, we do not expect a man to show an emotional side or be emotionally vulnerable. In our traditional context or cultural context, we say, in the Free State, in Soto, they say, "Monna ke nku halele." So you take it as a man, you don't cry, and you don't show any form of emotions. And unfortunately, those are the things that we are actually cultivating and instilling also in younger boys, whereby if a boy child experiences bullying, it is not acceptable for him to come back home crying over the experience. We say, go out and fight for yourself. So those are the kind of things that not that we are maybe doing that intentionally, but those are some of the unintended consequences of our patriarchal notions of masculinity. That's what I'm saying.
And I mean, how would you say the role of family contributes to this?
I usually say family is where we learn about who we are. We learn about the interaction between men and women, and we learn about the interaction, not only in terms of gender, but with other people. And in most cases, the socialization process can also be damaging. In a sense that whereby, just an example that I made, that as a boy child, you are not expected to come back home crying. Or even as a man, you are expected, we always say a man should put bread on the table. Then what happens if a man is unable to put bread on the table? Does that make him less of a man? You know, so those are the family and the socialization process within the context of a family. We need to just really relook at that process and think twice in terms of when we talk about gender roles, what are we instilling in our children? Because those gender roles at times can be quite also hurtful and damaging.
So what do you suggest society should be doing? Because also a lot of the times when the conversation is around gender roles, it is in relation to a heterosexual couple or two people in a relationship, but doesn't speak necessarily just about men in society.
To begin with, I think we need to firstly get to a point of acknowledging that men in South Africa are raised one or the other by women. It's another issue on its own of absent biological fathers, but we need to stop saying men should sort out their own issues without the voices of women. Women need to be part of that conversation. Secondly, as a society, we need to acknowledge the realities that we are in. We have the reality of unemployment. We have the reality of the pressures that comes with unemployment that can also affect the issue of mental and emotional well-being. And once we start talking to each other from a point of ubuntu, that I am a person irrespective of my orientation, irrespective of the gender, but interaction between two people from the the perspective or the point of purely Ubuntu, that this is a human being with aspirations, a human being with emotions, with pain, with certain realities, then we can start maybe getting to moving towards a point of trying to understand and being mindful of our circumstances.
Nontombi, where can we read more from your piece, just so it can give a broader context of some of the things that you're touching on, but basically recognizing the hardships that men do face and the expectations that society has of them?
My piece was on the UFS news op-ed, the University of the Free State, and I think it was also published by, I think, a dispatch report, but can I just confirm that with the producer?
No problem. We'll make sure that those details get out there just so that there can be a bit more reading, because we have run out of time. But thank you so much, Nontombi Velelo, for that PhD candidate and lecturer on her article, "He's Just Not Man Enough: The Social Expectation of Masculinity."